It's actually been quite a massive weekend for fans who are invested in two of the most profitable screen franchises of our time, Game of Thrones and the Marvel films. They've both come to an extreme climax. Now, for most of us, it's a choice. Do you want to be in on that fan roller coaster ride or not? The Avengers film opened last week, something I was completely unaware of. If you're deaf or you've got significant hearing issues, there are very, very few screenings of a film, even a film as big as The Avengers, with open captions. Alexandra McKenzie joins me. She and about 40 other people, deaf members of the community, went to a screening of The Avengers in Sunshine on Sunday afternoon, and they very quickly ran into trouble. Alexandra, thanks for joining us.
What was that saying?
Thank you for talking to
us.
Oh,
yeah. Just good to be here.
Tell people what happened.
Well, basically, we booked online. I think a lot of people booked online because, there's not very many. So we came in. Like, many people drive quite far. The only one on the opening weekend, and Facebook spoilers, you want to get in quickly. We turned up, everything was fine. On our website, it had OC. On our tickets, it had OC. On those big screens above the desk, that was OC.
And OC means open captions.
Captions. Yep. The difference between open captions and closed captions is closed captions is when you've got it like on a device that sits in your cup holder. You have to spend a lot of time looking in between the device and the screen. And open captions is when they're on the screen. It's like a normal subtitled movie. Well, we walked in, sat through all of the ads, and then they started talking, and we were like, okay, something's wrong. So myself and a couple of other people went out, and we spoke to the manager, and we were like, look, there's no captions on the screen. And she was like, okay, well, I think the movie was falsely advertised. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it's on the website, it's here, it's on our tickets. Why is this falsely advertised? And she was just like, look, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't put the captions on the screen. That's pretty much it. So here's some complimentary tickets and you come back another time. And I'm like, where? What screening? Like, are you going to make another one? Like, a replacement? Is there one at another place? She was like, well, no, there's nothing more we can do about this. I'm like, well, there's no point giving us complimentary tickets to see films that we can't access. Like, this is not a refund. This is, like, there are people here who have driven over an hour. And this doesn't make sense. And she just sort of tried to get us out as quickly as possible. And then
Did she deal well with you? How was her customer service?
She didn't really. She was a bit aggressive. Like, a bit, like, defensive, a bit aggressive. I can understand that, like people of the cinema started pouring out pretty fast. Like, very soon she had was surrounded by about 30 people going, what is going on? And I can understand as a customer service person myself that that would have been like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? But she very quickly went on to the attack mode. It was like, let's just bang, 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 bang. Here's some complimentary tickets. So check it out. Come on. Like, there's nothing more I can do here. And I was like, this isn't going to cut it. And I had a whole bunch of people who weren't hearing what was going on. And I'd been there a bit longer, so I'd had a bit more time to get a sense of the situation.
And can I just ask, Alexandria, can you hear what she is saying? Or you need to, I think you're getting most of my words from watching my lips move. Was it easy in that situation for you to understand what she is saying?
It's a bit interesting because it's both. I can hear what you're saying, but I can't make sense of it if I don't see your face. So if you're talking at me from behind you, it's kind of like a lot of babble. I know the noise is there, but I don't have any interpretation of it. So some people might have less than that. Like, they might, like, I have very bad hearing. But they may not wear hearing aids, or they may not have cochlear implants.
Yes.
Or, like, everyone's situation is quite different. And they also hadn't had the time to make sense of the situation because I'd been there a little bit longer. So you've got everyone talking and everyone signing, and then I somehow ended up as a bit of an interpreter because she was trying to get us out as quickly as possible.
Right.
So I'm trying to interpret the information and then tell my peers what's going on. But
can I also ask, While you're having this conversation and while a whole lot of people are talking to this woman at the counter, the film's continuing and you're missing the film.
The film is still continuing and people are quickly leaving it because
And
what is going on?
Have you seen the film yet?
Ben?
Have you seen the film yet?
I haven't seen the film.
You still haven't seen the film?
I still haven't seen the film.
Okay. So incredibly frustrating. Alexandra McKenzie is with us. She and about 40 others specifically organised to go to this screening in Sunshine on Sunday afternoon. Someone else texting and saying, my 15-year-old daughter has a vision impairment and the situation is the same for her. Very few screenings available with the audio description. So this is something I guess I had certainly not thought about. Alexandra, the cinema village have come to the party a little bit. Now they know that there's a media organisation interested. Now they know that ABC Radio was going to interview you. Is it clear to you, I think they're going to meet with you. Is it clear to you what Village is going to be able to say to you or do for you?
At the moment, they've made brief contact with Open Captions Australia, and they are a deaf organisation that has taken it upon themselves to organise these screenings with Village, because the Village's initial response was, we can't justify having this if we don't know people are going to go. So Open Captions started off when they said, we will organise it, we will book the cinema, we will fill the cinema up with people who want to go. And it's taken off because people want to do it. So they've actually organised a meeting with head management somewhere along the line there in Village, and they've said that they want to have a meeting to discuss the more long-term demands that I made in my post, because it started off that we just wanted a refund and we wanted a sincere apology, which we didn't feel we got. And then after all that incident, it was like, you know what, long-term, this isn't sustainable. We can't keep doing this. We need a long-term action plan, and as a company, we want to work with you to make an action plan that will give us long-term access and will be better for your business as well, because we will actually go.
Who's your favourite Avenger?
Oh.
You can name.
I've not thought about this question at all. I quite like most of the characters in Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Guardians.
Yeah,
okay.
I felt the cast had a bit more of a humour feel going, and they all played off each other really well. So I'd probably pick them as an ensemble cast, I think.
As a fan of those films, as a diehard fan, I feel for you that you haven't yet been able to access it. Have you avoided spoilers?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to avoid reading or seeing what actually happens, or...?
I have tried to avoid scrolling in my Facebook feed, like only
hard,
going to specific things, and then we go, oh, then we're talking about this thing and this is what happened. Well, okay, nope, let's scroll this as quickly as possible. Like,
does this happen a lot? I don't know what it's like to have a disability like being deaf.
It's happened so many times. It's not just me. Like, I posted it up and people were going, this happened to me, this happened to me, and this happened. And by the way, this is not just Sunshine, this is somewhere else, and this has happened at this cinema too. And in the deaf community, for those devices that we put in our cup holder, there's a term that we use, and they're normally called captive view, but we call them craptive view because they don't work.
Because they're crap.
Ever. Ever. And then the very few times where they sort of semi-work, you spend more time looking at your cup holder than you do at the screen, which is not that
fun. Pointless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for telling your story.
Thank you.
And good luck. We will keep an eye as well on what Village say and do. Always good to be alert what other people's experiences are like. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Alexandra McKenzie went to see the film and... I still hasn't seen it. Ouch! Now, of course, Alexandra did not feel like she got a great response, but at 5:38, so what's the time now? That's about 8 minutes ago. Once the media starts paying attention, that's when the corporates start responding. Village Cinemas regret that patrons expecting to attend our open caption screening on Sunday, April 28, were unable to do so due to a scheduling error. Village Cinemas prides itself on providing open caption cinema experiences. As such, we've coordinated additional open caption sessions this coming weekend, and we have compensation for those affected. There you go. The business will continue to work with Open Caption Australia and Alexandra herself to formalise a partnership in order to continue to improve the cinema experience for the deaf community. And we got through it without spoilers.